Shlish betfua. 1/3 of it you should buy tfua, buy wheat, and that's half what to eat. Shlish bezeitim. 1/3 you should have in olives. So Rashi says there's half different types. So it's like this. Shlish, what you plant, taste this. You should have shlish, 1/3 of your fields, you should have tfua growing wheat. Or shlish bezeitim, 1/3 of your fields, you should grow olives. Or shlish begefanim, 1/3 of your fields, you should have grapes. And Rashi says, because sometimes one type of a crop is hit. So therefore, you'll always have a good crop, even if this year the olives are hit, but you'll have the other two good. So that's only how to spend your money. So when you have fields, all the fields you have, you should divide them up, plant them, and this one-third that. Now, Boruchata Vavayecho, what does that mean? Boruchata Vatasecho, should tell you, Tziyoscha Min Ha'olam, Ki Biyoscha Li'olam. A person should be Zaycho, that when you leave this world, it should be the same way the way you came into this world. Ma Biyoscha Li'olam B'Lechet, just like when you came into this world, you were lucky without a chet, as after you Tziyoscha Min Ha'olam B'Lechet, person should be zeicha when he leaves this world also, he should be zeicha to leave it without a chet. Not with money, he came without money. That's good, go without money. But you have to go without a chet, that's a big zeicha. Yeah. So Kofan Gemara says, who is the steerer though? The first Rav said, firstly said, a person should not buy his fields near the city. And the Hezbollah was because people will look at your fields, they'll give it a nine hara. And here Rav says, no, it's a bracha to have the fields near the city. And Rashi says, well, then it'll be easy to take this food into your house, that's a steerer. One place is we have put up a nice fence. Rashi says, together, shon nesarim. If you make a nice fence around your field, then it's good to have it near the city. Because as far as an ayin hara goes, people should look into your field, they won't look in. Since there's a nice fence around your field, they can't look into it. But on the other side, it's easy for you that to take the terrace home, it'll be easy. It's near your house. So therefore, if you have a fence, a gate around your soda, then it's good to have it near the city. But when do we first say you should not buy your field near the city? That's if you do not plan to put a fence around the field. Then when it grows up, since it's near the city, people will look at it and the eyes will give an ayin hara. It's not kedai. Even though it's easy to take the parrots home, but you may not have no parrots to take home, the ayin hara will ruin it. Pasuk says, Veheiser Hashem mincha kol choyli. Hashem will take away from you all sicknesses. Kol choyli. What does that mean? Omar Rav Zu Ayin. That means Hashem will take away the sickness of an ayin hara. Hashem will take it away that people won't have bid ayin haras. That's what this machla means. Rav Latam, Rav goes to his own time, his own reasoning. The Rav Solak Levei Kivri. Rav once went down to the cemetery. And he came up, like me, said like he checked out to see why all the people died. Levei Kivri Avad, Mighty Ovid. Like he checked out there. He checked them out in the basic forest to see why each guy died. And he said like this, Omar, Tishim v'teisha b'ayin hara. 99% in the cemetery are there because of the ayin hara. That's what killed them. Somebody gave them an ayin hara. What? Yeah. Rav knew. Yes, gosh, Rav knew. That's the kayach of Rav. What? Ayin hara killed him though. That was the makav patish. Ayin hara. And the yechad b'derech eretz. Only 1% died a normal death. That's all. Rashi says, Ovid my Ovid means your day yahoyo lilchosh ala kvaris. He knew how to talk to the mason like lilchosh to make this type of a trick. Or lohovin, I'll call kever the kever b'yeza misa mace. Rav had this chokhmah. Rav was able to go teach kever and see how the guy died. He didn't have to make an autopsy. He was able to by himself look at a chleis, make a lachash there. In mace is nanoi imbay and hara, that he died at his right time, or else the reason why he died a drop earlier was because somebody gave him an ayin hara. And he saw that 99 died before the time they were supposed to because of an ayin hara. That's what caused it. Right. Ushmul amasecha. That's where Rav learns. When the pasuk says, "Veis Hashem mechol kol choyli," Hashem should take away all the choyli means take away an ayin hara. Ushmul amasecha ruach means Hashem should take away a bad wind. That's what it means. Shmul the time in Yom Shmul a kol beruach. Everything is holy in the ruach. Kol beruach. Rashi says, "Kol achaloyim v'tzoyis misa al neshiva saruach boyin hakol lefi ashor." As people die because of the winds, because of the air that you breathe. Sometimes the air was not so good, and that's what caused you to die. So therefore, machla means take away the bad air. You should have good air to breathe. So Mar says, L'shmul, I according to Shmuel, still a shverai, v'ika ruge malchus. Either are people that the people kill. Rashi says, cherev, with the sword. So what does that have to do with the ruach? And the Mar, hanach nami, ilav zika abdulhu, sam v'chaya. If not for the bad winds that come, even though the Malchus gave him a wound, stabbed him, it would have been possible to put some salve, some medicine on the wounds and heal him. But now that the wind comes, the wind is what kills him. That's the Machma Patish. Tell the Shmuel Davin, the wind should go away. That's the Hitzur Hashem in Chokol Chayli. Rabbi Chanina Roma Zutzina. It means cold. Hitzur Hashem in Chokol Chayli means cold. Cold weather. Yom Rabbi Chanina. Hakol B'day Shemayim. Everything happens B'day Shemayim. It's like you can't stop it. Chutz mitzina pachim. Chutz from catching a cold. In other words, if it's cold outside and you go outside without a coat, you'll catch a cold. That's like not B'day Shemayim. That's B'day Yodim. Yes, you know the Pasuk says, "Tzina pachim derech ikesh, shrei menashe yichuk mehem." When it's very cold like outside, stay away from it. And shrei menashe, somebody watches himself, yichuk mehem will stay away from the cold. So kids, the cold weather, like cold, that's what could put a machla. Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina Omar zut soya. That means soya. That's what it means. It means the waste that comes out of you. Soya. The Omar soya tachoytim. What comes out of your nose. But soya soizin. The shmutz that comes out of your ears. Rubin, Kushin, most of it, a lot of, when a lot comes out, it's harmful for you, on the Yutin Yofa. When a little bit comes out, then it's good. But when a lot comes out, it's bad for the person. That's called the Hesar Shem Mechor Kochili, that not too much soya should come out of the body. When too much stuff comes out of your nose, or comes out of your ears, that's shot, the body is sick, that's a sickness, that's no good. We have Lezagoy Mezumara. You know what the word Machl means? Hesar Shem Mechor Kochili? Chili means Zumara, it means the gall. Zumara. Like the gallbladder, the bitterness of it, that spreads out of it. The morrow, that's what can kill. That's the sickness. Tanya Nam Yochi, we learn like this also. Tanya Nam Yochi. Machlo, Zumara. I think the gematria of Machlo is Mara. So Machlo here, the Pasuk says, Reish Hashem Mecha Kocheli, means Mara. Voloma Nikra Shema Machlo. Why does the Pasuk say Machlo that means Mara? She Machlo Kogufa Shaladam. That's something that can make the whole body sick. Dovrach, another pshat is, Machlo means she shmoinim ushloisha chaloyim tluyim b'mara. There are 83 different type of sicknesses that comes out because of the gall. So that's what lashon of machlo. So 83 different type of sicknesses. That's why it's called machlo. It gets the whole body sick. Now all the sicknesses that the gallbladder could give you, the kulon pas shachris the melech. If you have bread in the morning for breakfast, with salt, the kitzin shamayim, and you have a jar, a glass of water there, mevat losan, that could take it away. The kulam Rashi says, pas the melam mevat losan, because you also come on the krolik. We'll learn that from sukkim soon. So kids, if you eat bread in the morning, that's good for you, that takes away the sicknesses. We'll soon see why. Tana rabbonim, yud gimul dvorim nemru v'pas shachris. 13 things were said about having a good breakfast, the kitzah. Means having bread. I think the chur is lav dafka bread. Maybe your bread. Means having a good breakfast. You start the day off eating well. You're happier. You go around healthier. You'll have a good day. What are these 13 things? Matzelus minachama. It'll save you from the heat. Kids, if you feel good, the heat won't bother you. If you're hungry, maybe the heat would bother you more. So Rashi said from before, kitin shomayim means the mishem lo yayin. But if you have wine, drink wine. If you don't have wine, though, then even water would also help. So first of all, it saves you from the heat. Or may not seem the opposite way. If it's too cold outside, it will save you also. If you're hungry, you don't feel good. But if you're satisfied, it doesn't bother you. Or may not zikin from the wind. Rashi says zikin means hainu ruach, what I said before. Or may not mazikin will save you from mazikin also. Then if your spirits are better, you feel better, mazikin can't come to you. Or machimas pesi, it makes a fool smart. Rashi says, shadaitim yoshevas alov, your mind feels satisfied, feels good. If you're not like a pain because you're hungry. You go around hungry, it's no good. If you eat well in the morning, so that will make you smart, means the miyashav das. It'll give you a good, clear mind. You'll have a yishav hadas that day. V'zoicha b'din. You'll be zoicha b'din, Rashi says, in yeshla dinim chaver, you have a shalat din terror to go to court with your friend. Daitim yeshavet liyashav dvor bebezin l'hatim. Again, you'll have a clear cup, you'll have a clear mind. That's good within Torah. It's good to have a good breakfast that day. You'll have a clear mind, a good mind that comes to tainis and bezin. You'll be able to say good complaints. Also, little my Torah will allow me. So you'll be able to learn Torah and to teach Torah. Same svara. You start the day off with a good breakfast, you'll be satisfied, you'll be able to learn. Again, Rashi says, Machmas Yishav Adas. Since you can have a Yishav Adas, you'll feel good, you'll be able to learn and teach good. Oh, the word of Nishmoyim, same thing, people will listen to you. Same thing, Rashi says. Labriya, Sheshto Leiv Lahat Latinam. You'll have a good heart, you'll be able to talk good to people. What you learn, you'll be able to hold himself inside you. Same svara. When a person is a yish of a das, feels satisfied, happy, things go good then. V'yein b'sara ma'ala hevel. And your body won't have, Rashi says, you won't sweat, the zaymer also, you won't smell. V'niskak l'ishtoi, v'yein m'stav l'ishacheres. You'll be satisfied with your own wife, and you won't have to think about other wives. When a guy is not satisfied, nervous, he's not thinking about other ladies. But when he's a satisfied man, he's happy with his own wife. Rashi says, "Imbal hehurimu u'metzach shliba teiva boyke shorchok tzas teiva liishtoy u'metzaitz alishut roya noshim ainim asav lehem." That's a little different. Rashi says. Rashi learns interesting. He's imbal hehurimu. If it's a man that one has hehurim, so u'metzach shliba teiva boyke. If he has a good breakfast, his heart will feel good. So shorchok tzas teiva liishtoy. He'll want to live with his wife then. So Meili is going to think about his wife now. Therefore, if it's faithless shuk, when he goes out to the street, he won't think about them. If he doesn't think about his own wife, so then when he sees other ladies, he'll think about them. But if a guy starts off the day thinking about his own wife, that's faithful with thinking about other people. So therefore, partial shachris is good. If you have any intestines, you have worms, tapeworms, you have stomach worms inside you, if you eat a good breakfast, eat bread for breakfast, they'll kill it out. Why is this? I'm not sure. No. Some say, "Af moitzi es hakina." It's going to take out jealousy that you have inside you, or machnes es ava, and it'll bring inside you love. Same shot. What do you have kina? What do you have? What are you jealousy for? Because you feel bad. You're not satisfied. A person starts out the day to be satisfied, eats a good breakfast, so maybe he's not going to be jealous. He's satisfied himself. He'll only come to love people. Rashi's shekashen liboy toiv love. When his heart is not good with him, that's when it's easy to get angry and be jealous. But if he's satisfied, he won't do this. He'll come to Ava. Oh, male rabba l'rova. Ba'mori, minoha milsa. How do we know this thing? Minoha milsa di'armish, what people say. Shishin rehite, royet. 60 people can run after you. V'loi moti l'gavro de'mitzafra korach. And they're not going to reach this person that ate bread for breakfast. Kids are the guy that ate bread for breakfast. He ate his Cheerios. He'll be able to run faster than 60 other people. That's the strat. And the Yomer Rabbanim say, Hashkem, get up in the morning, v'yachoyol, eat. V'kayitz in the summer of Nechama. Otherwise it'll be too hot. You won't be able to take today. Get up and eat breakfast. Or v'chorif in the winter of Neatina. And in the winter, get up and eat breakfast to be able to take the cold. How do we know this? Omale, he says, the Pasuk in Yeshayo. The Pasuk says, lo yiravu, don't hunger yourself, lo yitzamu, don't be thirsty, lo yicham, srov, v'shemesh, lo yakin. And you won't be hit from the heat or from the cold. It won't bother you. It means, if a person will not be hungry, not be thirsty, then the melah, the sun and the heat, the cold won't bother him. That's this pasuk that if you eat and you're satisfied, maybe you go out today, you'll have a better day. And the things won't bother you so much. Oh, Malay said back to him, you said from that pasuk, I have it from this pasuk. Pasuk says, V'yavaretem es Hashem alakechem. Do avoid es Hashem. Uberech Hashem es uberech es lachmucho. V'yes meimecho. And then you'll have a bruch. You'll have food to eat. You'll have lachem. And you'll have water. So what? How do we dash in this pasuk? V'yavaretem es Hashem alakechem zu kriyashma. Say kriyashma kabolos olma chashmayim. That's called an avoida. Utfila. And then say tfila. That's called v'yavaretem es Hashem alakechem. That's kabolos olma chashmayim. Yichra kodesh baruch hu. That's tfila kriyashma. What does the pasuk mean? You'll have a bracha on your bread, v'yitamecha and your water, zu pas b'melech v'kitzin shomayim, that you'll be zeichet to have bread and water. Mikan v'yeluch, if you'll drink this bread, you'll eat bread and water. After that, the pasuk says, v'yasi roisi machla mikirbecha, I'll take away all the sicknesses from you. In other words, if you'll be able to eat bread and water, you'll have a good breakfast, you start the day off good, that will protect you from all the sicknesses. O male Rav Yehuda, L'Rav Ado Meshuschoi, he was a surveyor. Surveyed the properties. His job was Meshuschoi to put the boundaries exactly of the different properties. So he told him, Oh, Malay Rav Yehuda Rav Acho, Meshuschoi, Loi Tizalzo B'Meshchoso. Don't ever be Mizalzo, don't take it easy when you survey property. T'chol Purta Rapurta, Chozi L'Kurkama Rishko. Like, don't think, ask a small piece of property, what do I care if I give it to him or give it to him? No. Every small piece of property means a lot, and you can do with it. Rashi says, Kurkum Arishka means Karkum Shogan, Shakurim Krug, Vu Meshubach Shabakurim Kurkumin. Kislev's a type of a plant that you can plant there. No matter how small the field is, you can still use it. So therefore, you have to be medactic very much. Rashi says, Moidet karkois, if you measure out fields, the people pay you to measure the field, whether you're buying or you're selling it. Rosh Hashutfim, so you have to do a good job. Oh, Malay Rev Yehuda L'Rav Ada. Mishuchoi, he also said to the surveyor, Rev Yehuda said to Rav Ada, the surveyor, Daladam is the Anigra Zilzavu. Daladam is around the Anigra, that doesn't matter. Rosh Anigra means Amasamayim. Shem Shichu Minan Nor Hagodol, El Asodas, like the small canal of water, small Amma of water coming from the big river into your field, that doesn't make such a difference. There's next to this like little canal, nobody plants right next to a Dalet Amos, because they don't want the canal to cave in. So therefore, these four Amos near the canal, you don't have to worry about. Nobody's going to plant this, not useful for the Bailim, that's going to have to be medagdic. That's what we told them. Dalet Amos Yanigra, the four Amos right around this, the bank of this canal, of this small canal, Zilzabu, you don't have to be so medagdic. Rashdal to dagdic them, Liachivan, doesn't make that much of a difference. The Anahora, but the banks of the river, Loitim Shechinu Klal, that you have to be careful, that don't make any bigger than it's supposed to be. Because there people are not afraid of cave in the banks of the river, and there people use it. Rav Yehuda with time, Rav Yehuda goes according to his own time. The Omer Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, you should know, Arvo Amos the Anigra, Livnei Anigra. The four Amos around the canal, close to the canal, the people there, Rashi says, Eina Mazik, El Yechidim, V'yesh Biyodim Limcho. It's like it's private property there, and it belongs to them. Whoever does any damage, they'll be Meichel. But the Anahora, things that belong by the river, that's the Kuli Alma. Rashi says, like it belongs to everybody, it's like public property, and therefore, man Meichel, who could be Meichel for you? Therefore, when you're working about public property, you have to be careful not to steal from the rabbin. Don't move it over an extra inch, because if you do, nobody can be Michael. It's only when you do it by private property, and we know the person is not makbid, then we'll say he'll be Michael. He's not going to use it anyway. When you're coming with public property, that you have nobody to be Michael it, there you have to be careful not to give off an extra inch. Machriz Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami was makbid like this. Mole katsve nagdi betray avri nahara. She says, Mole Kasvi Nadi betray Ovri Nahora Kaitsu. That means, Hamoitsi Yar, somebody finds a forest. Or Yilonis, you find trees in the tree planted. Al Fasanor, a guy finds trees planted by the sides of the river. So, Yikos Vereichiv, Mole Kesef. He has a right to cut down these branches on the side of the river, the width of his shoulders. Moshe Hevel Asrina. Those people used to have the ships, used to have people walking on the side, on the bank of the river with ropes, pulling the ship. So you have a right to walk along the bank of the river pulling the ropes of the ship. So therefore, if you have trees there, you have a right to cut down those trees. So kids, since you have a right to walk there, if there are trees there, you have a right to move it to cut down those trees. That's what he said again. Molei katsvin, the width of your shoulders, nagdi, betray, yavinor, the two sides of the river, kites, you have a right to cut them down. Rav Nosson Bar Oishia cut Shisasar Amsa. He cut down 16 Amos wide. The Rai says he held you have a right to walk like a Shusarabim. A Shusarabim is 16 Amos wide. So he held you have a right to walk through. So therefore you have a right to cut off the trees 16 Amos. All right, turn over. He cut down Shisramta. Osterulaya B'nai Mishrunya, the people of Mishrunya came to complain. Tafnu, Rashi Hokeyo, that they started to hit him. Who saw, but he thought, Kirishusarabim, that if you have a right to make a pair from the side of the bank, it's like Kirishusarabim, 16 Amis. And the terrorist says, Valoyi is not right, it's wrong. Hosam binin kulihai. Kirishusarabim, you can't eat so much. If the rabbim use it, you can't eat 16 Amis wide. But here you only need the size of the bank of the river because people walk there when they're pulling the ropes of the ship. Therefore, it's enough if you just have it the width of these people that pull the rope, whatever it is, an amma, two amis, that's enough. You don't have to cut down more trees. Here you have no right to do it. Rabba Barafuna Hevela Yehu Abba Aguda Dinhora. He had a forest on the bank of the river. Omrule, they said to him, naked smile, listen, cut down the trees on the side of the bank. We have to walk there. Amulu, he said back to him, Kotsui loyi b'tisoi. You can cut upward and cut downwards. Vod in the kayet, I know, and then I'll cut. Seichi Yovet, how do you do like this? And he said, like, if people have upwards and downwards, but happily said means, look, there are people further up the river, and there are people down the river. First go to them, let them cut down their trees, and then I'll cut down my trees. That's what he told him. So, Mr. Takashi, how do you have a right to say this? Heichi, Heichi, Ovid Hoki, how can you do this? Isaac said, the Pasuk says, his kashu shul the kashu. That means to say, clean yourself first, like, the Yom Rosh Lakish, kshayt asmako, first make yourself perfect. V'yakaka, kshayt acherim, and then go to make other people perfect. See, how could you say, listen, let the other people cut down the trees first, and then I'll cut down my tree. Adarabba, first you cut down your tree, and then you'll tell other people to cut down their trees. The Gemara Hossam, Abba Devei Pazdik Ruf Levi. There, this forest, and this thing, belongs to this person, Pazdik Ruf Levi. That was the pshat. That the field, that the trees that belonged to the person downwards and upwards, was not a Jew. He knew like this, Shabbos, he knew that those were goyim. So he knew they would not listen to you. He knew that they would not cut down the trees. So if they're not going to cut down the tree, what is it going to help if I cut down my tree? Your purpose is you want to walk along the bank of the river pulling the ship. Now, up and bottom, there are trees there you can't get through. What am I going to help cutting off my trees in the middle? So that's why he didn't want to cut off his trees. Because he knew the guy on top and bottom would not do it. The army said, if they'll cut off, that means if you could get them, I'll do it.